I first became involved with the Iditarod when a friend of mine finally convinced me for the third time to try to come out. I had wanted to, but it's a lot of gear, and it's a lot to do. But I finally made it happen, and that was in 2017, doing communications. I had no idea what's going on. I still have no idea what's going on because it's the nature of the Iditarod, but I love it. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I love this. I love adventure. I love dogs. I'm 1,000% here for the dogs. Sorry, mushers. But I came my first year. I dealt with extremely cold temperatures in Ninana. Negative 40. I was out there for 2 hours by myself. No sleep. I was super sick. And I loved it. I love getting to meet the people here. Both the people involved with the Iditarod, and I really love getting to interact with villagers. Seeing the Northern Lights for the first time literally blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. And being around the dogs and in the Arctic, I love it here. My soul loves it here. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was standing on the river outside of Ninana, where they have the tripod set up for the lottery of when it's first going to fall in the river in the spring. And I was freezing cold, negative 40 degrees, and so I started writing gnome in the snow just so I could warm up. So I was writing this giant, like 20-foot letters gnome in the snow. And I look up, and I think to myself, I'm like, man, what city would be glowing in the distance? Like, there's no cities near here. Like, Fairbanks is the closest, but it's not any, I wouldn't expect to see it this far. And then it got greener and brighter and lighter, and suddenly the sky was just a melting of colors, and I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, this is the Northern Lights, and I get it. I get why people travel so far. I get why people photograph it over and over, and I get why it's so spiritually important to people up here. It was one of the most spectacular things I've seen in my life, and I think everybody should see it with their own eyes. What I know for sure in life is that nothing is for sure. And I think the Iditarod just reflects that. You know, we can plan all we want, and things are not going to go according to our plans, and you have to be flexible, and that's life. That's something I try to teach my students and let them know, is that best you can do is be prepared for a bunch of different scenarios and just kind of go with it, and you'll have a blast if you do.